5. Mystery System. Icarus, September 2320, entering alien system. It took slightly more than 5 years to decelerate and several more years to get to the source of the anomaly itself, but we weren't going to charge in like gangbusters. The microwave radiation we detected resolved into 2 point sources from this distance. The possible explanations that came immediately to mind were alien technology or something natural, like micro black holes. Either was a good argument for caution. We had also decided that regardless of what we found, this would be a good place to set up an auto factory to start sending Scut relays back toward human space. It could take decades to establish a connection with the rest of the Bobiverse, but it was worth the effort. Scut was only good for about 25 light years, but between the expansion of human-controlled space and Bill hopefully sending out some relays from his end, we might possibly connect up in less time than expected. And if we resumed heading for the galactic core in the meantime, we'd have the auto factory also send relays along our path to extend the connection. But first, the point sources. They were situated at the extreme edge of the system, effectively in its Kuiper belt, separated by about 10 degrees along their common orbit. We came in slowly toward the closer anomaly, navigation lights on full, not wanting to alarm anyone if this was a populated artifact. Instead, we found nothing. Well, not quite nothing. There were 2 smallish satellites or space stations on either side of the source of the radiation. A quick check of the astrometrics showed that they were situated at a right angle to the galactic plane, which was considerably at variance with the orbital plane of this system. I wondered if that was by design. Meanwhile, the radiation was coming from the empty region between the space stations, specifically from a ring of empty space perhaps a kilometer in diameter. "This is really annoying," I commented. Day grunted in reply, then added, "I'm going to circle the area. Maybe the radiation signature is directional." "And that will prove..." "Damned if I know, but data is data." I watched on my holotank as his vessel began to describe a slow circle around the mystery area. Then he muttered, "What the hell?" "Is that a good what the hell or a bad what the hell?" I asked. "Well, I'm not being shot at, if that's what you're asking, but the view within the radiation ring is weird." "Weird is not actionable. Little more detail?" "The star patterns within the circle don't quite match the star patterns outside the circle," Day said. "There's a slight discontinuity as if they're being viewed from another angle, but it's overall the same stars. Also, there's distortion around the edge that looks sort of like what you get from a black hole." "Black hole is bad. We should..." "No gravity well, Icky. I'd have noticed." "So, some kind of lensing effect?" "Maybe, except it's amazingly symmetrical. I've done a quarter revolution around the anomaly and the behavior is unchanged." "What kind of lens is spherical but doesn't distort the view?" A light bulb went on in my head. "Oh. Oh is not actionable, Ick. Give." "It's a wormhole, Day. Probably connected to the other radiation source, which would explain the skewed point of view." "Seems like a lot of parallax for the size of the orbit," he mused. "And anyway, aren't wormholes supposed to be tunnels?" "How is it that I know more about this than you?" I said. "A wormhole endpoint is a sphere, but it should present as a circular disk that's always facing you no matter what direction you approach from." "What about multiple people approaching from different angles? Each one sees a disk. And if you fly into the wormhole, you should come out the other end flying along the same vector. If you fly into the wormhole, shouldn't you be crushed?" "I bet that's what those 2 satellites are for, keeping it open with some kind of negative energy." "You seem to know a lot about this," Day said. "You've been holding out on me, buddy?" "Yes. I'm secretly a space alien, analyzing your civilization," I chuckled. You've got your hobbies, I've got mine. I've been reading up on alternative forms of space travel, like Alcubierre drives and, yes, wormholes. Day was silent for several mils. Finally, he said, Right, so this is an artifact, which means we've found a new civilization. But where is everyone? Shouldn't there be a research station or remote cameras and sensors, guards, or even people of some kind? It does seem kind of deserted, doesn't it? Maybe we should table this for the moment and investigate the inner system. That's a plan. How do you want to proceed? There was actually a lot of precedent for examining new systems, from various Bobs pooling information. We were probably drastically out of date on the latest, but what we had was still good. We camouflaged two drones with ersatz rock and dust, then fired them inward using our railguns. Transiting the system would take about 6 weeks, and any alien watchers would certainly notice the high-speed interlopers. We hoped they would consider them to be random space junk falling in from out-system, not big enough to be judged a threat. Meanwhile, we circled around to the other side of the star system to collect our spies as they coasted back out. We'd be getting updates the whole time over Scut, but there was no point in abandoning a couple of perfectly good drones. 2 weeks in, Sudar scans began to bear fruit. Inhabited planet, Day said. Lots of construction, yeah, but no lights, I replied, and almost no thermal radiation indicative of civilization. And no traffic. Could they have been wiped out by the others? I shook my head. Not this far out. The last we heard, the others hadn't even reached all their local stars yet. Could the system be abandoned, maybe? Day made a face. That seems far-fetched. What about a plague or some other disaster? I pointed at several glowing reference points in the holotank. They have, or had, interplanetary travel, at minimum. What kind of disaster takes out everyone on multiple planets and space habitats and so quickly that no one has time to lock their doors? Solar flare? Nearby supernova? We're less than 100 light years from Earth, Day. A supernova would have taken humanity out as well. And a flare from the local sun would be at least somewhat directional. No way it would take out everyone. Well, then I'm out of ideas. Want to abort the spy mission and just fly in? Suits me. Now we wanted to attract attention, so we flew into the inner system under power, spewing radio noise and blinking our nav lights like a nightclub decoration. Might as well not have bothered. We weren't challenged, scanned, shot at, photographed, radar locked, or even dismissed with a good old-fashioned harumph. This system was dead and abandoned. However, it appeared to be the tidiest, most organized abandoned civilization I'd ever seen. The impression was more like the old family summer cabin back in Minnesota. At the end of the season, there was a checklist to shut off the water and gas, shutter the windows, put away all the tools, lock up the shed, and pull down all the blinds. It felt like this civilization had gone on vacation, expecting to return. The civilization appeared to be centered on the home planet, the second from the sun, obvious by the degree of urbanization. The next planet out, which appeared to be habitable, based on the lack of domes in its cities. The home planet's largest moon, which did have domed cities, and one small O'Neill cylinder in a solar orbit. Both habitable planets showed chlorophyll lines indicating plant life. Well, I'm at a loss, I muttered. We just buzzed the largest moon of the home planet, passing within visual distance of several moon bases. No way automated systems could possibly have missed us. But we might as well have been ghosts. I say we land, Day announced. If they can ignore that, I give up. Of course, we weren't going to land our ships. That would be beyond foolish, but a couple of drones filled with curious roamers seemed appropriate. I would have liked to go down in a couple of Mannies, the remotely controlled androids that Bill had invented, but Day and I had never seen a reason to build any. Maybe that would have to change. I was pretty sure we'd received the plans at some point. The home planet was the obvious place to start. We landed two drones on different continents, with Day controlling one and me controlling the other. I frame-jacked up a little so I could keep up with my drone while also peeking over Day's shoulder to see what he was finding. The inhabitants of this system obviously loved to build up. Every city of any size consisted mainly of high-rises, and those seemed to average just over 200 stories. Clearly, there was some novel construction technology involved. Lots of park space between the towers, too. But the bird's eye view didn't tell us much, so we directed our drones to land. The first thing I noticed was that there was no dirt in the streets. It might seem trivial, but I'd watched Life After People back when I was still alive. Okay, back when original Bob was still alive. And one of the things that the show stressed was how very quickly nature would reclaim a city once it was let go. So either the entire population had just left, and by just, I mean no more than 5 years ago, which seems like a bit too much of a coincidence, or there was some kind of automated maintenance still going on, keeping things clean, organized, and repaired. I must have muttered something to that effect because Day looked up and turned his head to glance at me. "That doesn't mean they're coming back. Or expecting to," he said. "They may simply have not bothered to turn off the Roomba, especially if they left in a hurry. Or died out in a hurry. No corpses, no crashed vehicles. A plague or runaway nanotech or even a Skynet situation would have left some sort of mark. This looks like packing everything away before leaving for the season." "Secret of the Martian moons," I replied. Day laughed out loud. "I remember reading that as a kid. Great book. But no, I don't think the entire civilization just climbed into their collective space yachts and went for a jaunt. This feels more like the Roanoke colony." I opened my mouth to argue, then thought better of it. Instead, I sat back and said, "Tell you what, let's take a complete Sudar record of everything, then sim it in the holotank. Maybe we can figure something out from a more overall view." "Sounds good. And meanwhile, we can investigate the wormholes some more, which is what we really want to do, isn't it?" I laughed and directed the drone to return. Old married couple indeed.